With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go,
I don't know what's going on. I really don't know what's going on. And now, here, let's ask everybody, right? So Crossy arrived today. We both said the same thing, that I just didn't want to get out of bed this morning. I couldn't get out of bed this morning. You know, loads of sleep. There was no fizzy drinks involved. There was no reason to be super tired. I just don't get it. I couldn't wake up.
I went for 3 fizzy drinks yesterday. And I did this thing of taking out cash before I went to the pub.
Oh, yes. Okay? Yeah.
And it's strange when you have cash in front of you and you're paying it rather than tapping.
Yeah, of course.
Lads, the difference. Yeah. It was only 3 drinks. And I remember I came home and I went, oh, wow, there's not that much money left in my pocket.
How much was this? Were you buying 3 drinks just for yourself?
So I had 3, my friend had 3. And it was, let's just say, I think it was like €21 each we paid.
So you're breaking into a 50.
That's what I did. I took out a 50.
Took out a 50.
Yeah. And then a taxi home was €11. I could have got the bus, but it drove past me. And I went, whoa, that wasn't expensive. Literally, I went for a meeting. And it was 3 drinks over the space of, what you say, an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I went, did I really need to do that?
Bip, bip, bip.
Yeah, when we could have just went for a coffee.
Who do you think is going to get the Late Late Show, Grossy?
Oh,
you're good at speculating. So some people say Craig Doyle. I think Craig Doyle's all right, yeah.
And, apparently the rumour is it's an and. It's a
duo.
And an
A duo.
Like the BBC One show. The most random show on TV, 7 o'clock every night.
A shake-up might be good.
So, death of the week and illness of the week will be discussed by a serious type person.
Okay.
And then another person will do the light and fluffy entertainment stuff.
Oh.
What do you think?
This is just guessing.
This is just guessing. Craig Doyle and Angela Scanlon together. They've worked together before. They work well together.
See, I don't know. I think whoever takes it is going to get absolutely hammered. But like, you know, and not in a good way. You know what I mean? It's going to be, they're going to get, like, everybody, no matter who it is, even if it's somebody fantastic, like Tommy Tiernan, I don't think he would want to switch up the format he has.
If you went to his gig on Sunday, let me tell you, rest assured he's not doing that show.
Even if he switched, even if he decided he'd want to do it, he'd want to do it his way and everything. I don't think people would say, it's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. Whoever does it, it's going to be, it's not the same. It's not the same.
It's interesting though, because even if people don't watch it, we're all going, God, I wonder who's going to present it.
Yeah. So just to let you know, if you missed it earlier, Miriam O'Callaghan has ruled herself out. She's sticking to prime time and she's very good at that. Somebody says it's time for Pat's chat. Pat Inglesby to come back.
Marty Morrissey, the lads from Talking Podcast, they wouldn't do it. You have to remember who watches. I guarantee you do. The person who texts in that does not watch that show. It's the L1s and the Elfillas in Middle Ireland. They need to make sure they're okay because they're the ones paying the wages,
right?
And then look after everyone else.
Do you get me? I think they're going to change it all. I think it'll be changed. It has to be a female. It has to be.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I'd imagine it's going to be a female and they'll change the format slightly. maybe there'd be more recorded videos or interviews or something like that.
Which would be very good. And that's where I would think Angela Scanlon, because if she's living in London, she can go off and do those interviews during the week and then come back on a Friday and go, I interviewed blah, blah, blah this week. There you go.
What about Laura Whitmore?
Yeah, Laura actually as well. Would Laura come back and do it?
Well, I mean, she'd come back. Yeah, she comes back and does shows, doesn't she?
Yeah, but it's
London
a dedication, though. That's a dedication.
It is, yeah. It really is. I don't know what the rules are with regard, like say RTE. I think they like to have whoever's doing the Late Late Show to do a radio show as well.
Oh, Jesus.
I think that's what they'd like to do.
Right, well, that narrows it down very, very quickly.
Like, this is the big show, right? So, like, this is the one that they like to do it a certain way. And they might not want to mess it around. So, who knows?
It's very, whether you watch it or not, the show is so iconic that it's mad to think, oh, who's going to be the next person to do
it? Yeah, I'm interested. It's like a new pope.
I'm for Angela. That's what I'm putting my...
Angela Scanlon.
Angela Scanlon. I'm putting my money on it. She was 33 to 1 the other day. I stuck a tenner on it.
She's 9 to 1 now.
She's 9 to 1 now?
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, had a little
maybe
look.
Maybe I'm onto something.
I think you could be onto something. She's good. Okay, so she's done a talk show on RTE. She's done all sorts of different light entertainment shows. She's done serious stuff as far as I know. Yeah.
Someone said Catherine Thomas. I don't know. I don't think she'd want to do it. It's a big commitment, lads. People think if your man Ryan just rolls up on a Friday morning and goes, what are we having for tonight? I think he's working from Tuesday.
Dahi O'Shea.
I would love to see Dahi O'Shea do it.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Lovely fella. Lovely guy.
But he's able to go deep, funny, have the crack.
Where's the deep now?
He's doing the Today Show. I'm sure they have like sad stories on once a week.
Yeah, but it's not just like questions off a cue card.
Tell us about the time here. Something bad happened to you.
I don't think so. Someone said Nicky Byrne. I don't think Nicky Byrne would do it.
Okay. Well, look.
We've literally named everyone in RTE at this stage.
We haven't. Here's my thing. I bet you somebody, whoever gets it, we haven't mentioned there.
Interesting.
I think it'll be a kind of, oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, cool. Okay, there we go.
And you still won't be watching it on a Friday.
I still won't watch it. It doesn't make any difference to me. I won't.
Oh, someone's just texting someone there. No.
What?
He's already on. I don't know how many episodes of that Killing a Scully he's done. Pat Short. Lovely fella.
He can do both light and dark. Yeah. Yeah, so he's good. But no, he's not a presenter.
How many episodes does that Killing a Scully did they do?
I don't know.
Literally, it's on every time you go on RT.
Well, it's not in my house. It's great, though. Beep.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
The promo video for Ed Sheeran's new Disney Plus documentary has been released, and it'll talk through Ed's rise to fame, some of the moments in life that he's kept quiet for years as well, and it's called Ed Sheeran, The Sum of It All. Of course, all his album titles are sums.
Mathematician.
Is that the name of his new album?
Mathematician.
It sounds like Hella Motto. Yeah. Mathematician. Has been released on the 3rd of May anyway, and here is part of the trailer.
Loss. It just took over my life. Every time something massive happens, I tend to write a song about it.
Every song reminds me you're gone, and I feel the lump form in my throat. Cause I'm here alone.
I've never seen him cry on stage.
Just dancing with my eyes closed.
He hasn't had the time to process and be at peace with his thoughts.
Time is moving so slow.
I feel like every moment I'm learning.
Still dancing with my eyes.
Life is unpredictable. Plans can change really quickly. And then fireworks, and then kissing, and then Disney.
I'm sold. I'm in. Wow. I'm in for this.
What does the song remind me of? No, it really does. Every song reminds me of something. But
I'm in a corner.
It hit me like a. Hit me like a. Everything is awesome.
Everything. Oh, don't be saying that.
Everything is awesome. I'm dancing with my eyes closed. I'm telling you.
Ed,
the guy writes
love you.
14 songs a day. We do love him. He writes 14 songs a day. I'm sure there's only so many songs that they also. Anyway. It looks really good.
It looks deadly.
Sarah Snook, who plays Shiv in Succession, has been talking about Easter eggs in the final poster of the show. So, have you seen the poster?
I have seen the poster. All those mirrors.
They're all looking one. There's one of them not looking at the dad.
And is looking at someone else.
Something like that, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. On the poster, Logan is in the middle of his family and Sarah fills us in.
I mean, a little. Yeah. There's like... there is. But I feel like you won't know until you know. This is like the Da Vinci Code. You're sort of like putting things together, but like there is a thing that once the season begins airing, it may get related back to this moment.
I see, and she's Australian, so I think I've worked it out now. I'm scared of Shiv, but I love Sarah Snook. Okay, so I love this. A friend of mine put this up, and I haven't seen this, and it just made me laugh. So a listener said that they wore a yellow T-shirt one day and their friends started calling them Budgie. And that's the kind of thing that happens, right? So my brother has a friend, his real name is Kieran. Everyone calls him Trucks because when he was about 10, he was playing a football match and somebody in his family got there's some German technical company that make computer chips or something called Trucks. And he was wearing this. He had these T-shirts with Trucks. Somebody got him about four of these. So for the whole summer, he just wore these Trucks T-shirts, and everybody still calls him Trucks.
This is great because we're so inventive when it comes to nicknames because of people's clothes.
Props. These are a few things that came from Twitter. Props from anyone who tries to be fashionable in Ireland. I wore a red beret once in Waterford, and someone called me Super Mario. I was wearing a vintage Nike jacket in a long queue for drinks, and some lad said, "This queue's taken forever. Your man's been here since the 1980s." I wore a suit with a matching tie and a pocket square. It was my first day at an advertising company. I thought it was going to be like Mad Men. The staff sent around a signed communion card and put a fiver in it for me. They're all in their hoodies. This is the one I thought that you're going to love. My mother. Now, this is these are women in their 60s. My mother wore a fur hat to her aunt's funeral. She went to sympathise with her cousins and she was greeted with, "Patricia, how was Moscow?" The rest of the funeral was spent, she was introduced as our Russian cousin. It was Moscow. And they're all grieving.
People has to have them of whatever clothes they wear, and they get ripped out of it.
Here's one from Navin, right? A friend wore a Superman T-shirt walking down the street in Navin. A car slowed down and shouted, "Some Superman you are, and you walking?" A lad wore a cardigan to the pub, and his mates kept asking him for Werther's Originals. And somebody else said they saw that somebody wearing a black and white top, and everybody took their shoes off and says, "Have you got this in the size 10? Because they look like Foot Locker, you know, the uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got this in the size 10? If you've got any of them, let us know. It's very inventive slagging. It's like, it's very clever slagging.
And you'll never wear those clothes ever again.
Yeah, a friend of mine had this T-shirt. It was bed onto him and had this little tiny little pocket in it. And he just got slagged for the whole night, and you defended it all night. This is fashion. This is really cool. Now, this is a weird T-shirt. It doesn't fit you. It doesn't fit you. He never wore it again. But it had this little tiny little pocket in it. No, it didn't make any sense. He was so paranoid about it.
Poor Mikey O'Reilly from the Hitmix at FM104 came in yesterday wearing a white and red striped top. And God love them, they put a red FM104 hat on them. They were calling them Words Wally all day.
That's the kind of thing. If you have any more, let us know. 087-679-7104.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
Hey Jack, what's the crack? What's in the back, Jack?
Sorry, Jim. Just a load of shutters.
A load of shutters?
Yeah.
By the way, everybody, Jack is a truck driver.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what he means.
That's what
that.
I mean. What's in the back, Jack?
Yeah.
So you're a truck driver, and how big is the truck? How many wheels?
Just a little van.
Oh, just a van. Okay. And what kind of shutters? Like, you know.
And like for a show on Abbottstown. I don't know if they set it up in Abbottstown there. I don't know what they use for, but for a show anyway.
Right. Okay. So just shutters for a show.
Yeah.
Shutters for a show. I was in Lidl last night And they have this secret door I didn't know was a secret door. And it opened, it was like something from Star Wars or Star Trek. It goes, it was huge. And it was like with the back storeroom, but it went, and this like just the whole wall just came up and it came down really fast.
And what comes out of
it? Like, that's where they had, that's where they had the trolleys with more stuff, you know? The, that's where the storeroom was. But
right,
the door was like, wham! It's mad.
Mad, isn't it?
It's mad, Jack. It's mad. It's mad, Jack, when you see doors, Jack, in Lidl, isn't it?
No, mad.
It's mad. It's mad.
Jack, how confident are you today?
I'm not confident at all. I've just done it for the crack. I never do it.
So
I'm going to get at least 2.
Ah, come on, Jack. You're going to get better than 2.
I don't think I am, Jim.
You were, you were, you were, you were. Definitely. Who believes Jack can get more than 2? I believe it.
You're going to your holidays tomorrow as well, so this is a good omen. This is a good start to your holidays.
Where are you going?
Be a great start. Malta.
Oh, I'd say the shutters in Malta are gorgeous, Jack.
I hope so.
Oh, can you imagine?
I'd be buying a few, all right.
All these Maltese shutters.
How the grand, hopefully.
Will you take us a picture of some shutters in Malta and send it over to us?
Send it straight to you.
WhatsApp it in. Okay, here we go. Come on, Jack. You can do better than 2.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What chocolate company make the Chomp Bar?
Cadbury's.
Chucky, Finster and Tommy Pickles appear in what children's TV show? Tommy Pickles.
Don't have a clue.
Okay. What county is Knock Airport in?
Knock is in Cork.
Where in your body would you find your monocle?
Your leg.
No, where would you wear it?
Where would you wear
a monocle?
Sorry.
Oh, your head.
Right, I'll take head.
Okay.
You're on 2, Jack. True or false? Well, yeah. One of Adele's middle names, true or false, is Blue.
Oh.
The 49ers are an American football team from which city?
New York.
How many strings are there on a violin?
8.
Who is older, Sam Smith or Stormzy?
Stormzy.
How many counties in Ireland start with the letter K?
Two.
If it's 8:15 a.m. in Ireland, what time is it in New York?
Oh, jeez. 8:15 p.m.
A.M.
I don't know. 6, 4.
4, yeah. We're four hours.
They're already texting and giving the money.
Giving the money.
Well, I'm giving the money. You may as well.
Winona, so you said 4, yeah. 4:15. We're 4 hours ahead of New York.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So this means you got a 3, Jack.
I told you.
Yes. You got a 3. You did it. 4:15. We're four hours ahead.
For predicting that, I should get the grand.
Cabri is, well, you should, yeah, but like the terms and conditions don't include that rule that predicting your own score means you should win 1,000. Although I will bring it up at a meeting.
You should.
Chucky Finster and Tommy Pickles appeared in the Rugrats. What was the theme tune? Ding, 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 ding. Knock Airport.
I was in the big blue house when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
Those crisps were unreal, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Knock Airport's in Mayo. A monocle, you'd find that on your eye. It's like, you know, like half a spectacle, you know? You know?
Yeah, I got a monocle. Is it one of them?
Look, there's going to be a series of these. Where, on what part of your body would you wear? A series of them coming, okay?
Better
start learning off all your different types of clothing and things you wear on your face. 49ers are from San Francisco. San Francisco 49ers has 4 strings and a violin. Sam Smith is 30. Stormzy's only 29. The counties in Ireland start with a K. There's 3 of them: Kerry, Kildare and Kilkenny. And 8:15 in Ireland is 4:15 a.m. in New York. You got 3, Jack. You were wrong, sir.
I know, Jim, I told you that though.
But look, you're going to Malta.
Yeah, great. Get some Toblerone on the way back.
I will.
Right.
That's Switzerland, sorry.
Hey, that's and it. If you drove your truck right now to Malta, it'd be Shutter Island.
Hey!
Come on! Come on! Thank you very much. Sometimes there's like something tapping me in the back of the head going, you can put those two together, Jim. You can put those two together. And it's like, can I? Yes.
Can we wait for 2 seconds? Can we wait for
yes,
2 seconds
wait
there?
For 2 seconds.
Can we wait for 2 seconds there?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da,
da, da. Shocking questions. Do you know I get that every single day?
Okay. No, it's right. Sorry, someone said it should be 3:15 over in New York, and I was going, oh man, he actually did get to. No. It's 4:15.
It's 4:15. We're 4 hours.
Oh, I apologise.
I had to check that. I thought we were 5 hours ahead, but we're not.
I thought we were as well.
Yeah, so did I. Right, thank you very much, Jack. Enjoy Malta.
No worries. Thank you.
Cheers,
thank
dude. You. Jack's a good man, Jack. Hope you're still listening. So Jack said we're 4 hours ahead, right? He's right today. And I was right yesterday.
Can you explain this? Because there's a lot of people going,
so
it's five.
Because the hours haven't gone back. It's normally 5 hours, but for 2 weeks every year it's 4 hours. So he's right today, but by Monday he would have been right. So he would have been down to a two, but he got it.
New York, everyone.
It's not a nod, is it?
That's a great song.
Is that a nod?
There's nothing better when you're heading to New York and you just get a playlist of songs with New York in it.
I did that as well, yeah.
Paloma Faith. It was New York, New York.
Yeah, there's some great ones.
Taylor Swift, Welcome to New York.
That's a great, it's from Secret Life of Pets.
Brilliant song.
Welcome to, is that Taylor Swift? I didn't know, sir.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Really good. New York, just bought a house in New York. You too have a great one.
And what's it called?
Did a playlist too.
Bum, bum, bum,
bum. It's called New York, New York. Oh, what you got that song about New York? Bam, bam, bam,
New York, New York.
I think anyone who's ever been to New York. Hey.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, Jack's only going to Malta.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
Never too late.
Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. See epmooney.ie.
All right, Bryan Cranston has been talking about working on Breaking Bad. He just can't get away from it, even though he's in the amazing... Oh, what's the name of it again? Oh, what's the show he's in? He's the lawyer and it's...
I'll get it for you, I'll get it for you.
The Crown, not The Crown. Anyway, he's been talking about Breaking Bad. He tells us how he got ready to play the amazing Walter White.
I started out that character very meek, very, you know, submissive and passive, a pushover, because he didn't know who he was. And that's why, then once I got that, I went, oh, he should be a little overweight, with the love handles, he should be pasty white, he should have a mustache that looks like, you know, either grow one or cut it, one or the other. If a mustache drops below the creases of the lips, no, that gets badass. That gets nasty. So you have to make sure that's always above the crease of the lips, and you thin it out so you can see skin underneath it. And it doesn't look as masculine. It just seems, what's the point?
Wow. The show's called Your Honor.
Your Honor, which is season 2 is out now. Season 1 was great. I won't go into it because there's too much. If I said anything about it, it would ruin it. But Your Honor, season 2, I'm gonna get into that. Amazing. The scene where, because he starts off, he's like Homer Simpson's neighbour Ned Flanders at the beginning. It's kind of, I think that's what he based himself on, and he's a real nice guy. And then as it goes along, there's about 5 seasons in, his wife realises who he is, and there's this amazing scene. I am the one who, oh my god,
would you like to rewatch that again?
Yes,
as
I would.
Delete it from your memory and rewatch it.
Well,
again.
I rewatched The Sopranos and there was so much that I don't remember, so
yeah.
I think I over binged, and you're not taking it in.
I hate when that happens.
Miley Cyrus has been talking through her song Flowers and how it sounded different from the demo.
The demo of Flowers is pretty different from what ended up being released to the world as this like celebratory song. It actually is more melancholy. Really, when you strip away all the sounds and all the big harmonies, there's a lot of sadness to it. But I've liked the idea of fake it till you make it. And on the first chorus, I'm kind of telling myself, and I'm trying to convince myself. And by the third chorus, you can hear that there's a confidence that I finally believe it.
So the depth of her voice, does that come from just singing, do you reckon? Or is she vaping or smoking or what?
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds sexy.
It's very deep, isn't it?
You'd like her to read out your messages for you. Two legs.
I've reached Crossy's phone.
Super Ted is coming back. If you were a fan of Super Ted, the cartoon,
oh,
based
yeah.
in Wales and in space, with some yellow fellow, was he a banana?
Banana Man.
Was he a banana man? I don't know. He was yellow with green spots. Anyway, if you were a fan of Super Ted, that will bring you back to your childhood. They're bringing it back.
Super Ted, yes. I remember that.
Super Ted.
Was there some connection with Super Ted and Banana Man?
I don't
think
so.
Did Super Ted live on the same street or something?
Was that in Wales?
I don't know.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And he was coming back anyway. If you're a fan of Super Ted, good news.
In fact, we're talking about some funny things that we'd seen, some good slagging that people had done.
For your clothes, isn't it?
Because for your clothes, yes, some good slagging.
I remember I used to wear this lovely coat. It was a black coat and had a red stripe down either side.
Yeah.
And I didn't wear it for years. And I found it one day in the wardrobe. I was like, oh, look, it, you know, it still fits, let's wear it. Walked into a chipper and this fella goes, oh, you're still wearing that coat from school. I was like, what?
Yeah. My dad has his Russian style hat that he wears in the winter, and his name is Paddy, and he has a very bad smoker's cough, and he gets called Paddy Chestikoff.
One day I was wearing a dress and knee boots in Armagh, and someone shouted across the street to me, someone thinks they're in Hollyoaks.
A fellow wore a polo neck jumper into our pub, and the barman said, the poetry reading's next night. And that lad sitting next to him at the bar said how long he'd been a spy for. And another lad asked him to stop dropping milk tray in his house because his wife hates them. Oh, this is very so good, funny. Aren't they?
My mate went into a chipper's wearing a stripy suit. When his order was ready, the guy shouted, oi, Beetlejuice, your chips are ready.
My oldest son, I don't get that one. So yeah, if you got any more, 087-679-7104, any kind of time that you got slagged for something that you wore.
A local man got sent an outfit from America about 20 years ago. To this day, he's known on the road as the Yank.
Back in the 90s, I wore shoulder pads, a perm, and I had plastic red glasses. I was nicknamed Deirdre Barlow. Like, you were asking for that.
Oh, I'm trying to read these without, you know, the bold ones that are coming
yes,
in as well.
A friend of mine wore a yellow dress one day, a bit on the heavy side. We asked her, how do you get to Sesame Street?
Oh. I can say this one, right? So my friends, one year, dressed up as crayons.
How do you dress up as crayons?
So all red, all green, all blue, okay, and all that sort of thing. And my friend, like, she looks beautiful. She's great and she's amazing. But some cheeky fellow walked past and goes, what are you supposed to be? A jumbo crayon? Isn't that just...
That's horrible, yeah.
She thought it was very funny.
See, that's where you're stepping from clever into just mean.
Yeah.
Back 10 years ago, I moved jobs from a place that was very formal. They wore suits and stuff. I turned up for the first day in my new job wearing slacks and a shirt and a little waistcoat. And they asked if I'm going back to school by a staff member.
I bought an oversized red and black striped jumper as a teen and felt very grunge, like kind of Kurt Cobain. Wearing it 5 minutes and got called Dennis the Menace. Never wore it again.
I wore a green neck scarf and I was asked in the pub, can I show the emergency exit doors by a fella in the pub? They look like an exit door. Keep them coming in. If you've ever been slagged for stuff you've worn, I mean, it can stick as well. That's the scary thing.
And that's the, it's more terrifying than anything else, that people will know you from your nickname of something got to do with something you wore once in your life.
One came in earlier, and something wore once in their life, and their nickname is still that item of clothes.
I walked into Spar, you know the Spar that's in Milltown, one day.
Yeah.
And there was a fella in front of us, and there was two kids sitting on the windowsill, and they just turned around to each other, to the fella, and went, "There's you." Me and Wade just were crying laughing. Yeah, there's you.
It was a couple of comedians years ago, and their whole catchphrase was, "That's you, that is." So they see that box that says, "That's you, that is." That was the whole catchphrase. Keep them coming in. There's a trial going on. I don't think this is televised, but it's kind of the one that you would love to watch, because there's celebrities involved, you know. So it's Gwyneth Paltrow. There was a skiing accident. It's ongoing at the moment, and her children were with her, and so was her husband-to-be. He was her boyfriend at the time. He's now her husband, Brad Falchuk. He was there. They're on the slopes. Apple, guess how old Apple is now?
Apple, I'd say, is 20 now. Is Apple
Apple's 18, and Moses is 16. So they were skiing. So there's a man has claimed that she came skiing down the slopes. She wasn't being careful enough, and she rammed right into the back of him, knocked him over, gave him some kind of brain problem, and broke his ribs.
So when you hear a crash, you think it's car crash, but it was actually on
skiing
the slopes.
Yeah, so she came skiing down behind him. Her version of events is completely different. Her version of events is that he came up behind her. She saw some skis appearing kind of between her skis, and then this man came up right behind her. They were not going fast, and she didn't know what was going on. She thought she might be being assaulted, she said. They began falling to the right, and she was freaked out. She said, what the bleep is going on here? And this guy, who's a doctor, allegedly replied that he didn't see Paltrow and said, "I'm sorry." And then it turns out that this guy, they're saying in the trial, is blind in one eye, and he had decreasing vision in his left eye, as well as hearing aids. And he'd also suffered a stroke weeks before this had happened. So it's a completely different story. Moses and Apple and her husband were all there. They're going to be called as witnesses for this. Chris Martin is going to be called as a witness for this. She hasn't been skiing for a while because her dad, her late father, taught her how to ski, and she had emotional ties to skiing. She just couldn't ski after he passed away.
There's a lot of attention on it.
Huge amount, yeah.
And Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, she has that website Goop.
Yeah.
And last week she was getting destroyed online because a TikTok went viral of someone commenting on a diet that she had talked about. So she said for breakfast she has coffee, then she practices intermittent fasting, then she has bone broth, and then she has an hour of movement and a 30-minute dry sauna session. And then she says for dinner she eats according to paleo. So that's lots of paleo.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of vegetables. And she said it's really important for me to detox. Go look at the TikTok. The person destroys her. And I know people who are, you know, should be on Gwyneth Paltrow's side are not. Like, they're all going mad at her.
But that's her own thing. She recommended everyone does this.
For herself, but, TikTok, yeah.
Well, there's nothing too heavy on that.
But you'd want to hear some of the TikToks for it. It's like people who would be effeminists are destroying her. And I'm going, whoa, you're my person when I want to hear these things.
Oh.
And they're even destroying her. So she's getting a bit of a bad publicity at the minute.
Yeah, well, Goop does get I can't even go into some of the products that the Goop do. That's for a different show. It's not for this show. And there's been cases where she's been brought to court and she's settled. He's suing her for $300,000 for damages for hurting himself. She's countersuing for $1 million, saying that this didn't happen. I don't know how they're going to prove it because there'll be no CCTV. It's like everyone's word against everybody else. He has a witness. She has three witnesses. So the trial is continuing. So it's
$300,000. Like, that's not that much when you consider how much money she's worth.
No. I mean, she could make it go away, but she's countersuing for $1 million.
We're all very nosy. Everyone likes to know what's going on in the courts stuff like that.
It's so different. He says that she came flying down, not being careful at all, and rammed into him and hurt him and injured him. She's saying that he slowly crashed into her, and people are saying that she's a very cautious skier. She goes in the slow slopes. She's not a kind of crazy skier at all. None of this adds up. So I don't know how they're going to work this one out.
Full story is on fm104.ie if you want to kind of keep an eye on it. I know the lads are keeping tabs on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your Honor, that's what you want to see these like in court. See the cameras.
Well, you do. It's just because we're nosy and it's celebrities, but...
Have a jury on it.
It sounds like an upsetting thing to be going through for all of them, for everybody involved.
Yeah, it does. There's a new thing on TikTok, and it's all over the world. If you're dating at the minute, everyone is relating to a three-letter name. And it's a stage in your life that everyone's gone through. They've all had that person. And for some reason, this person's name, like, I know a few names like this, and I think they're grand. But I understand, because we've all had it. It's your Ben phase.
Your Ben phase.
We've all had a Ben phase where we've been with someone who you think the world, it shines out of their backside, and then they break your heart. They're calling it your Ben phase.
What's it, why is it called Ben?
I'm looking on, no one seems to understand, but everyone understands, if that makes sense. Oh yeah, the Ben phase.
No, I don't understand. Why the name Ben?
They've just coined it the Ben phase.
The Ben phase. So you go out with somebody, you think they're great, and then you're...
They're just not great at all, and they're not nice at all.
Okay, so you realise...
That's Ben. You've just dated Ben.
So it doesn't have to be a man or a woman.
It could be anyone.
Your Ben phase. Okay.
Your Ben phase. If you're listening to, you know, you've had someone, people on TikTok are going, oh, I'm currently with my Ben phase.
Right. So you're...
You know who they are.
You're mad about them, but you realise that you're mad with the idea of them rather than who they really are.
Yeah. You're into the idea of dating this person, and it's called a Ben phase.
Okay.
So sorry for all the Bens.
Does
out there.
Ben stand for something like?
No, it does. Like, and that's it. Like, I've gone through TikTok all last night looking for it to try and get a definitive answer. And the definitive answer is that everyone has a Ben phase and they know what it means, but they don't know what it means, but they know what it means. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense.
We've all had a Ben phase.
Yeah, but I still don't really understand a Ben phase. I don't get. So everyone's happy enough with this except me.
Yeah,
I'm the only one who's saying, why is the name?
Did you not have a Ben face, or were you the Ben?
I don't know.
So the Ben
a
is
Ben
that
face.
Person.
Yeah, I went out with somebody, it didn't work out. Is that a Ben face?
It's your F boy. That's all I can say. You know that, or F girl.
Right.
Can't say anything else.
The Ben face.
The Ben face. I'm thinking of a Ben right now. I'm like, nah.
Does anybody else get this?
Has anyone had a Ben phase before? Or are you going through a Ben phase? Or are we talking a load of waffle?
I think there might be a little bit of waffle with that one. Ben phase. I tell you what, the more you say it, the more I don't understand it.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
Marina Sayayama, is that how I'm pronouncing that correctly?
Sayawama.
Stars alongside Keanu Reeves in the new John Wick movie, which is out this Friday. How many of those are there now?
It's like Fast and the Furious at this stage. There's about like 10 of them, I think, at this stage.
There must be. I saw a trailer. There was some fella falling down an escalator in a suit, in a kind of a metallic, like a robot suit. Man, some stunt.
Yeah, it's Keanu Reeves. You can do anything.
Anyway, we caught up with Rina, who's performing at this year's Glastonbury Festival, and she wants Keanu to comment.
Yeah, when I've met folks on the street recently, I would say it's been mostly John Wick. It's always fun when, you know, get in an elevator or something. Mm. Someone says, hello, Mr. Wick. Yeah, because in the past, it was like, yeah. Mr. Anderson is like another one.
If you think of Keanu, what movie do you think of?
The one on the bus.
Speed.
Great
movie.
Speed, or the one where the bullet goes in slow motion.
I don't know.
Titles of Keanu.
Dude, where's my car?
Is that him? The two lads, yeah. Dumb and Dumber, isn't it? No, not Dumb and Dumber.
No.
The other one. Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted. We got there in the
end.
It's
a good game. Anyway, here is Rina.
Oh my god, I would love for him to Leicester. Him rocking up in his motorcycle. Well, that's the thing about him. He just turns up to random places. I just asked him, I was like, why are you in a pub in Tring? What are you doing?
He
just pops up everywhere, yeah. Like, just randomly, you know. But that's like, that's very him though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He just does what he likes,
doesn't
it?
Likes.
Yeah. Come to Glasto. We'll get on the motorcycle together.
So, the show Deal or No Deal, it looks like it's coming back.
With the same host?
No. Who would you have in it? Who would you?
Stephen Mulhern.
Correct. That's who...
Is that who's going to do it?
That's who's done the pilot for it. He was at Cheltenham. They asked him, what's the story? So the pilot went really well. It hasn't been greenlit yet, but he reckons it will be. It'll be filmed in the middle of this year and go out on TV late this year.
He's a very daytime afternoon guy, isn't he? Like, that's the fella you'd like to see.
He's very good. Yeah, he's great, great at game shows. But he said that they're going to change it slightly. He said Noel's version, it'll be very like Noel's version, but in Noel's one, they were all together. They were a gang. They all hung around in the same hotel. They all encouraging each other. He said they're going to flip that on its head. So people are really going to want to win this money. So there's going to be some, they're in competition with each other now rather than all pally-wally.
Snakes.
You won't be going and hugging the person who opened the one penny anymore.
I always found with that game they could just finish it in 2 minutes and just all open up the box at the same time.
Do you know what? If you break it down, that game show is just people opening boxes and it's very dull. But I don't know why it worked.
It's working.
And it worked for years. Noel Edmonds. I've run out of coffee. Noel Edmonds did it for, it must have been over 10 years.
Yeah, and it was a stalwart on Channel 4. I saw something yesterday. Selena Gomez, Only Murders in the Building. Next season. It should be, I'd say, within the next 12 months. But they've released a photograph of Selena in a wedding dress. And she'd take your breath away. You're looking at her going, whoa. And I wonder for actors who have to wear wedding dresses but aren't dating anyone.
Yes.
Is there a bit of a, oh, I'm wearing a wedding dress.
And what if she's dating somebody? Yeah. What if she is dating somebody and they see her and they go, oh, do you know what?
She looks incredible. So she stars alongside Steve Martin and Martin Short in the movie. Sorry, in the series.
Legends.
And then in this season, Meryl Streep and Paul Rudd are in it. And your man from Grey's Anatomy, Jackson Avery. Don't know his real name.
So the cast just keeps getting better and better.
Every single year. Go watch it. It's on Disney Plus right now.
I must give it a go. You've loved it, haven't you?
It's brilliant. It's Steve Martin and Martin Short. They could read the alphabet and you'd
They're
still
amazing.
Be laughing.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.